Thank you once again, Mike and Kim, along with you. It is time for the good stuff. Sit back for the next 5 minutes and enjoy. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to book a vacation here in the Valentine area. Over 300 motel rooms, lots of Airbnbs, some cabins to rent. If you'd like to get one on the lake or out in the country, just check things out at visitvalentine.com. Come spend a few days and enjoy the wide open spaces of North Central Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And coming up, this issue from Dale Carnegie. We know that's good stuff. Cultivating a mental attitude that will bring you peace and happiness. Sounds good, eh?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you know knowledge is infinite. That's what I'm talking about. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a revelation. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to the latest issue. It's continuous knowledge from all sources. Discover more online at tsln.com to get your Tri-State Livestock News coming in the mail today.
And what did you say you had from Dale Carnegie?
Cultivating a mental attitude that will bring you peace and happiness. For example, fill your mind with thoughts of peace, courage, health, and hope. Never try to get even with your enemies. And start off by expecting ingratitude. Hadn't really thought of that. Count your blessings, not your troubles. Do not imitate others. Try to profit from your losses and create happiness for others.
Here we have a poem from Sue Dewey. Haven't had anything on from Sue for a while, so going through my box of miscellaneous things, I thought this would be a good one called Spittin' Cowboys.
I'm intrigued.
A stranger in your midst, I know, when I at first did rodeo, I sat and watched with bated breath as Bronx and riders did their best, and watched quite jealously in awe as Lady Barrel riders soared, and just when I thought all was done, out from the chutes the bull riders come. On snorting, dangerous, angry beasts, the cowboys perform their deathly feats, while all around bullfighters dance to give the cowboy his best chance. So much to see and wonder at, you'd think that I wouldn't notice that the cowboy has a special talent, apart from being very gallant, for whenever my eye wanders near the very chute that they hold dear, a cowboy spits extensively, not once, but twice, and sometimes three. Now, it seems to me a special gift that a cowboy clears his throat so swift, and even though he is the height of all that's cowboy and polite, do be warned, don't stand beside a cowboy after his last ride. From Sue Dewey today on The Good Stuff.
Oh, a shopping tip here for everyone. You can get shoes for 85 cents.
They're probably not good shoes.
They're at the bowling alley.
Oh.
And they're probably more than eight.
Probably more than that, no.
85 cents. I bet they're a couple of bucks. I married my wife for her looks, but not the ones she's been giving me lately.
Oh, no.
Every day I beat my own previous record for number of consecutive days I've stayed alive.
That's true, I guess. That's yeah. A positive attitude.
Can't argue with that one. No way. If carrots are so good for the eyes, how come I see so many dead rabbits on the highway?
True.
How come we choose from just two people to run for president and 50 for Miss America?
Good question.
And I love this one. Snowmen fall from heaven unassembled.
Unassembled. That's true. They do.
Yep. So that's
can't argue
what I
with
get.
That either.
And why is it that most nudists are people you don't even want to see naked? Oh. If life deals you lemons, make lemonade. If it deals you tomatoes, make Bloody Marys. But if it deals you a truckload of hand grenades, now that's a message. Oh, the most precious thing we have is life, yet it has absolutely no trade-in value. Have you ever thought of that?
No, I have not.
I don't approve of political jokes. I've seen too many of them get elected.
I approve that message.
If flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal?
Good thing. I don't know.
Money can't buy happiness, but it sure makes misery easier to live with.
I've heard that one.
And I have my own little world, but it's okay. They know me here.
If you have something you'd like to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at it. And then keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.